Thank you. Can you guys, is this on? Mm-hmm. You can hear me. So as far as the infrastructure goes, the utilities, be it the storm water and sanitary, are basically complete at this time, ready to turn over to the city, which we're looking at. Glenn and I met today on that. We're looking before the end of the year to get the stuff dedicated to the city on that end of things. The berms have been completely built and landscaped. We had the one on the Hawthorne side, on the north side, had some trees die off that have been replanted as part of the warranty on that, but those have been completed. Ballpark Drive north of Rawson is completely paved, and the sidewalks are in there, and the road is permanently striped. Ballpark Drive south of Rawson, we have set into binder, the first layer of asphalt, and it'll remain that way until the buildings are basically complete on that end. So probably another year or so, I would say, if not the following spring, before the final lift to go on that road. The methane system has been up and operational for almost a year now on the new system, and that has been working well. On that one, the shared parking lots are in. On that end, we left a few little areas out to leave room to build the other couple of buildings up there. And our off-site improvements, we have all the pavement poured for everything that we're widening and changing on 76th Street and Rawson Avenue. And we should have the new stoplights themselves operational in early January. Are there any questions on anything infrastructure-related up there?
Thanks, Greg.
All right.
Okay, then going over to the, we'll start with the south side. These are new, right?
Push it away.
Okay, sorry.
We're still working the bugs out.
I'm used to really getting on top of it. So NPSL, as you guys can see, it's substantially complete. That's set to open, I believe it's April, March. They ran into some small sort of soil issues by the memory care center, but they're working through that. So that's on target. Apartments, as you guys may or may not know, that construction is underway. The footing and foundation for the first building is almost done, which is great.
That's the clubhouse, right?
No, it's the first built B4, yeah, that's right. And then, if you haven't heard yet, you soon will. They are shooting to do a groundbreaking ceremony on November 25th that they're gonna have at the stadium, actually, of heated tents and that kind of stuff. So mark your calendars if you haven't already on that. Both the golf and the performance village. Last time I was here, I said we were waiting on the city to issue permits. That the status on that has now changed. They're both essentially in the same spot, which is they're permit ready. So we're just in sort of the final negotiations with Stevens on the GMP contract. So Bolt is doing the performance village, and we're pursuing the golf. So we just need to get in there, cut a check, and get going on that. What's been a bit of an issue is just, you know, the extra cost of a building in winter. So then a couple updates on the office. So Exos, I think we got our building permit ready for that too. So that and that would be the first floor retail on the east side. That's about a 60-day build. So they're looking to start that, and that'll be one of, I don't know, four or five clinics over the next few years. And it'll also, as a reminder, be a temporary space until their space is built for the Performance Village. We also signed an agreement with Foth to round out the Foth Engineering. This is the first time we're announcing it. They're taking about 10,000 square feet on the second floor. Mm. So they're moving their headquarters to Franklin. So we'll introduce you to those folks. They're just a great tenant. Orin now works there. So small world. Yeah. And then as a reminder,
thanks,
we also,
Greg.
he's actually the guy that introduced us, which is great. But so the other thing, as a reminder, we've got a co-working solution. We call it the Bullpen. That we're just waiting on a couple more furniture pieces, but we'll have a opening hopefully like Thanksgiving time. We've already signed a couple of leases in there already. So again,
that's on the third floor.
Third floor. Yeah, it's about, I don't know, 5,000 square feet, Greg, roughly. Yeah. And everybody's welcome to just come up and check this space out. It's a pretty neat space.
Mickling's got his corner.
He doesn't yet. He wants it. So we're trying to trade for services. So then the hotel, another update. I gave this update, I don't know, maybe 3-4 weeks ago. So we've got an LOI with a developer. So we picked a developer and an operator. Now we're interviewing different flags. So we had our first interview on Friday with Hyatt, who's very, very interested. So the issue is it's going to be our choice. And we're just trying to figure out, like, what's the best flag given the demographics, given the tournament business. So that's it's a really good. I mean, meeting with Hyatt, actually, our projections on the sort of tax value of that are looking like it potentially could be bigger, which is exciting. We're even now talking about building maybe a restaurant on the first floor. So the more increment, the better for everybody. But that hopefully we're going to get going in spring. So we're going to try to fast track that. And then Brewpub is, we don't have an update on that. We just haven't had enough time to get to that. But it's on the market with Colliers, and so is the other two pieces on the south side, both R1 and M1. So I'd say all's pretty good. You mentioned, Alderman, the county audit. So we had our meeting today with the county. And as a reminder, the county passed they wanted to audit to make sure we were in compliance with our agreement. So we had a meeting with Milwaukee County. They came out for 20 minutes with 8 people.
Jesus.
And said it starts today. So that's the start of the audit. So I mean, part of the audit also is going to be my agreement with the city. So they believe it'll take till probably spring to finish up. So I don't think there's any implications other than just passing paperwork and, you know, it being a more costly.
You mentioned part of their audit is an audit of our agreement with you?
Yeah, because you guys are in the agreement with it that we have to meet certain ordinances. So they don't really know where they're going with this, but they're going to.
Our staff is busy enough. Thank you, Milwaukee County.
Don't shoot the messenger, Mayor.
Yeah, I understand. And I'm not.
Other than that, I think that's about it. We're wrapping up. We just finished up Hill Has Eyes. I think it was incident free. We had a couple of ambulance trips out there. People got injured, but generally it was a very safe. I don't think we got any noise complaints. Nothing that we heard of anyway. So we also set a record. So our top record in previous years, I want to say it was like almost 16,000. This is close to 18,000. So. Why it keeps growing, I think it's just word of mouth. I mean, but it's neat, and we handled it. I mean, there was one night we ran pretty late, but other than that, we're also I will call it political negotiations with Greendale on, you know, how we operate together long term, because part of the Halloween event is in Greendale, so we have to kind of navigate that, and we're meeting with Todd Michaels Thursday, I believe.
Coffee shop,
yes. It's you know who the tenant is, right?
If it's the same one we've talked about, yes.
So there, it's like molasses. I mean, we're calling them every day.
Call me tomorrow.
Okay, we'll do.
I don't know that I can help, but
I mean, everybody's, trust me, we all want it, so they're just not moving at breakneck speed. So, well, exactly. Yeah. On that, do you folks have any questions?
Go pick up your building permits.
Okay.
We'll thank you, now. Mike. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Okay. Move on to G4, authorize execute a project development agreement, a project documents with SKC for phone systems. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is Police and Fire Commission request to revise job descriptions for patrol officer and firefighters. Discussion? See none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. An ordinance, G6 on page 63, is an ordinance to repeal and revise the fire code for the city of Franklin.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, we did take delivery on a new engine, if you want to go take a look at it. G7 on page 97 is a motion to authorize an addendum to the 2019-22 contract to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, allowing us to be an agent in their debate. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, page 127, is Health and Human Services accepting a contract grant.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is electrical service for the pavilion at Pleasant View Park.
Motion to authorize the signing of Lee Energy's electric installation agreement for the amount not to exceed $7,500 and for staff to prepare any needed changes to address funding from Fund 746 contingency.
Speaking of funding, Mr. Liberta.
If we do just leave it from contingency, there's ample contingency. If it turns out between now and the end of the year we need to free up the contingency, then we can move some of the park funding that was available from that project over. So they can move forward with the motion as it is, just using the contingency.
Kristen, your mic wasn't on, too.
Do you need me to reread it?
No.
Yes.
The clerk says yes.
All right. Hey, we all know who the boss is.
Yep.
Motion to authorize the signing of the Wee Energy's electric installation agreement for the amount not to exceed $7,500 and for staff to prepare any needed changes to address funding from contingency.
Okay, a second.
That's fine.
Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. You guys turn your mics off and remember to turn them back on. G10, page 137. Ordinance to amend 2018-2345, an ordinance adopting 2019 annual budget for TID 3 to appropriate additional development grant funds delayed from 2018.
Second.
Alderman Mayor.
Mayor, just for the listening audience, where is TID 3?
TID 3 is on 27th Street.
Yeah, I know. I just want to get it out there.
Yeah, this relates to the Statesman Apartments and the Park Motel next door.
Thank you.
It's long gone.
Long gone.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Roll call is required.
I'm sorry.
Budget modification.
Madam Clerk, turn your mics on.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions, and everybody except Mark turned their mic off. It's a habit you got to get into. G11 on page 139 is release of escrow for the public improvements at the Wellness Center, which is innovative, right? Their driveway, their parking lot's all done. Of course, that wasn't part of our public infrastructure, was it?
It's pretty crappy.
You believe it was? Or you believe it's repaired, or it was part of our developer's agreement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe it's been done yet.
I'd say let's table this.
Yeah, I'll withdraw my second.
Any objections? Okay, seeing no objections, the motion is not on the table. Alderman Wilhelm.
I would like the district alderperson to be okay with what the releases are, because I've had some in my district in the past where we released, say, tree planting or something that didn't get done or something. So I'd like whoever the alderman is to be able to get that information before everything is released and be okay with it.
So the motion is tabled to the next meeting and refer to staff to make sure that the parking lot is part of the deal. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Glenn, you know what's going on there. G12 is the annual report, which is new for the Economic Development.
Motion received and placed on file. Nice job.
Second.
She did get criticized in the
internet. I did see that. Yeah.
By the way, it should be noted that Callie did this on her own. I did not tell her to do it, even though I should take credit for it. I can't and I won't. So thank you, Callie. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
A lot of good information. Thanks, Callie.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G13 on 171, give staff direction on infrastructure developments for the pump station. Wait. So your guidance is to do what?
You want them all?
Glenn, what are you asking for?
To purchase the pump. So I would say that's C.
Looking at C, I'm
recommendation
and B, authorize the Hickory Lane Utility.
A, B, and C.
A, B, and C.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Could we have an understanding of where the South Hickory Lane Utility Corridor project is?
Like 35th Street.
How that relates to...
Yeah, I apologize. I heard that you asked for a map, and I failed to do that. I apologize.
There's one behind you.
Hickory Lane would basically be 35th Street. So 35th Street, we're extending
west of the Marwoods. Runs north-south.
North and south.
Off of Oakland.
Right, where there are a lot of wetlands and trees. And so I was just trying to get a perspective on what the impacts would be, because it's basically we're just saying, go ahead, put it in without consideration to that.
Yep.
you know.
No, it's been considered. It's all been delineated, and we know where the wetlands are, and we know where the tree roots are. And
well, great.
We know all that.
Could I get some information?
Sure.
So I'll I know where that is and what that looks like.
We've had all that already.
Okay, let's just get her the information. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Doesn't hurt to have a map.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I know where it is. I've been dealing with this for months.
Okay, let's do G14 on 131, which is authorizing to submit Putes Road for the STP grants.
What page?
181. Alderman Dendre. There is no action needed, but
well, there's no action needed. So.
It was submitted. I just would like your acknowledgement that you're okay with. If you'd like me to rescind it, I can rescind the application.
No,
no, go get the money.
No. Okay. No. So, and no, keep moving forward.
Alderman Wilhelm, turn your mic on.
Option A.
I can. The reason I'm doing this, I can see the red band. You can't, Steve. Your mic's on.
I can see my red dot when I push it.
Yeah, but you're smart. So anyway.
Well, I noticed on page 199 of the application, it talks about a 80-foot right-of-way, and we currently have two 12-foot lanes, which is 24 feet.
I'll answer that.
So I know that when this came up in 2013, there were a lot of people objecting to how wide, so not in my district, but I know there are a lot of people concerned about the impacts. And I want to make sure, since this didn't come to council before you put the application in, that the residents know what we put the application in for and what it's going to look like, and that there are plenty of neighborhood meetings.
Sure.
Because it's already, the ball's rolling, and the district doesn't even know about it. I wouldn't want that in my district. So I'm just making the comment. That's it.
So the right-of-way on that road varies from probably 26 feet to 80 feet. Depends on where you are. It's all over the map. So that's why that is that way. Alderman Dandria, comment?
Well, I understand the alderwoman's concerns, but this is a road that is in significant disrepair, and we need to move forward on this road. From Loomis... I mean, it goes through several aldermanic districts. I'm concerned about 76th Street or 68th Street going west to Highway 100 or to what do they call it? There's another name to it, but I'm concerned about that strip. I understand there's going to be significant issues because there's mature trees, but every winter I have problems with electrical lines and trees and power outages in these quadrants because of the overgrowth of trees and the overhead power lines. So it's time that we straighten out this street area that goes west from 76th Street. So I'm in favor of it moving forward.
Alderman Wilhelm, turn your mic on.
Trees and power lines are We Energy issues, so call them and tell them to come trim the trees if you're having outages. And I just want the council to make sure that they know I'm not opposed to this. I just want everybody to know that when you get the funding, remember what we dealt with on 51st Street, it comes with all kinds of ties of different things you have to have for right-of-way and bicycle and pedestrian, so you will be tied to putting that in whether you want it in those areas or not. So just make sure that your residents are aware. And I'm just saying, please have some meetings on this. That's it.
And I'll remind everybody that Trans 73 was, it's no longer
Trans 75.
75. Yeah.
Trans 75. No, I was going to say that Walker took a lot of that garbage out of there that was costing municipalities a ton of money. So I do agree with what Alderwoman Wilhelm is saying, but some of those things were addressed that were just very costly municipalities. And so, you know, they're out in the way the governor and the, you know, legislature is, nothing's going to change adding them back.
And remember, the guy in the middle chair went through this whole thing. on Putes Road when we were going to do it originally. So, Alderman Dandrea?
Well, that is correct, Mayor. But today, I mean, I've been getting more questions about when is this road going to be improved. And so this will also handle a lot of the significant secondary questions that have been coming up when I referenced power outages and trees as well. And, yes, I know that if we don't go this route, we are not going to be able to afford to do it internally ourselves. So we have, as a community, this is one tool that we're offered, and it's an application process, and we have to get selected. So this is the beginning of, this is at the beginning. We may not get selected, and this may not happen either. So,
One request for engineering, take a look at the drainage at about 9500 West. There's wetlands on both sides, and it's probably just plugged drain top. Anyway, okay. All right. Anybody else on this issue that should have not been taking more than 2 seconds? G15, page 215. There's nothing to vote on. G15 on 215 is employee benefit-related insurance changes. I believe there's instructions.
I will only point out that there's an extra memo at your position providing the number 7 on the recommended motion.
One page, too. Pretty good, Mark. Pretty good.
So, Alderman, your motion is to do 1 through 7 on page 218.
Council action sheet did not provide the recommended dental premiums for the year. I said I'd provide them at the meeting because we wanted to fine-tune them. And there was one issue regarding the LTD. It appears the city would have the choice between allowing
long-term
disability insurance, which we make available, but employees fund it themselves through payroll deduction. By switching carriers to Sun Life, we are able to allow people who didn't join at their initial employment to be able to join the program. Because usually you only get that opportunity at the beginning of employment or you have to pass medical certification. They're going to treat it, if we request them to do so, as if everybody's a new employee. And so people who previously, you know, they may have passed on it 10 years ago and now wish they hadn't, they would be able to join.